From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed.
And I'm Daniel.
And, you know, last week we had Heather back on the show for the first time in ages. Yeah, and it's been a while since you've been on
so
as well.
Long.
Yeah.
I was kind of, like, the last one I was like, you don't even ask. I was like, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, if you were there, I just kind of assumed you would be there. But then,
Off to a great start.
Because I listened to you. It was good. But I wish I'd been there. It made me sad. Because it was the season one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't know why I wasn't asked. It's fine.
Rachel was there. We'll talk about it later. We've got some guests in the room with us, however. Because today, what we want to talk about is the season opening show, which is the hilarious comedy of errors, the play that goes wrong. And we have with us everybody in this room is in some way involved in the show. Yeah. So,
right,
true.
Go around, yeah, guys. I've been real tired the past 30 years or so. So I apologize for that. But if we just go around this way, and we'll
counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. Lance made a big deal on the last episode about going clockwise, so I'm like, we're gonna anyway. So go ahead.
Hi, I'm Abby Wolf. I'm the artist in residence for LCT this year and the fight choreographer for Play That Goes Wrong.
My name's Crystal Kirk and I'm hair and makeup for the Play That Goes Wrong.
My name is Dylan Avant and I am playing Robert.
My name is Kelton Worman and I'll be playing Max.
My name is David Cox and I will be playing Chris.
My name is Micah Collier Gonzalez and I'm playing Annie.
And I, since we already introduced ourselves, right, kind of, but I didn't say what I was doing. This is Daniel again, and yeah. I am playing Dennis.
Dennis.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Dennis. So, and I also am actually involved with the show, working behind the scenes on the crew. So, as I said, everyone in the room right now is in some way involved in this show. So let's. Go ahead.
We can start with the fact that we were on the play selection committee to help get this show here in the first place.
That's true. We've been actually trying to get this show done at LCT for at least, I think, three years now.
But it is an incredibly difficult technical show.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff breaking and falling apart, but having to do it safely. And so it was once we found out, you can buy somebody else's set.
That was the big thing. Heather and I actually flew down to Austin and watched this other theater that was putting theirs on, and they struck their set and loaded it into a truck for us, and we drove. If you've ever tried to get out of 5 o'clock rush hour traffic in Austin in a 30-foot I recommend that you don't do that.
I'm surprised that you got back.
It was rough. There was one point where I was dropping off the rental car, and then Heather was trying to pick me up in the U-Haul, and people were like, she was frazzled and I was frazzled and traffic was happening around us, so she had to just kind of like slowly pass me on the sidewalk while I opened the door and threw on my backpack and jumped in the truck. Like, she didn't fully stop. We were just trying to get out of
6 hours later.
It was about 6 or 7 hours. It was a Well, we got the set here, and now that we had some fun constructing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We did not have instructions, and so that was fun.
No curse words were said at all in the making of this set.
Well, there's not a lot of swearing in theater in general.
No. No. There's no swears.
Yeah, never. Never. Family hall. So, and then we, a bunch of you lovely folks joined the room, joined the situation. We had really high turnout for auditions. There were some of there's
holy
like
cow.
eight roles total in this show, and then crew is both running crew and kind of on stage a bit too. But we had something like 60 or 70 people come out.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the most LCT's ever had for a non-musical.
Yeah.
And then we just totally beat that a couple days ago with
their Beauty and the Beast auditions, but that was
a whole other podcast.
But heck them, yeah. So, did that put pressure on anyone in here? I mean, I know what my answer is this, but like, knowing that that many people were coming out.
We literally had that conversation last night.
Yeah. When you have about 30 people, you just sit there going, oh no.
I was telling these guys last night, that was probably, there were so many talented people in that room that I was like, this could go either way with roles. But it was just, it was fun to just watch everyone and what they could bring to the, each of these roles. That made auditions like really something special.
Yeah. It's one of the toughest auditions I've ever done.
Well, definitely.
Not easy.
Because during the audition, Abby was able to lead some movement practice. Mm-hmm. So we were able to kind of like stretch and learn a couple basic maneuvers for fight choreography, and so it felt like we were all at one big rehearsal together, which I think relieved some of the tension a little bit. We were all just like hanging out.
Oh, I'm so glad. She's so happy. Well, and speaking of the one person in here who was on the other side of the table during that, that was the most fun audition process I've ever experienced, mostly just because the energy in the room was so supportive. It's very easy for a show like this, and then for just theater in general, for people to like walk in, have big egos, and then like be like, I'm meant to have this role. But there was nobody like that. And everybody was so supportive of each other, and it was funny to kind of see the tension melt away at times with you guys, like especially, I think at the beginning when we were doing like a little mini workout to like get our bodies warmed up. Everybody was like, oh no, what have I got myself into? But y'all with your little slaps and falls, I was like, oh, everybody's having so much fun. And I really like open auditions like that, that are like, have an element of movement, but then also we did improv games and you guys are so funny.
The improv games helped a lot of that feel too.
Yeah. Oh, it's so definitely funny.
And that comes into play with the actual show itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Those are the times where you need to improv.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for something to actually go wrong, and all of us just look at each other, and the whole audience just thinks it's...
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. They'll never know.
To make it go wrong, it has to go absolutely right. If it does go wrong, it's going to go real wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think it's just interesting... This is very philosophical of me and very theater master student of me, but I was talking with my husband about this show, and I was like, you know, this play went wrong before it even started because the director cast himself as the major role in the piece.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's just interesting to see the energy that Chris, the director, brings throughout this show. But then, like, on the flip side, like David and then the rest of the cast, y'all are so supportive of each other, and everybody like laughs at each other's jokes and is just like, is helping make the bits go further. So y'all are taking these people who, a lot of these people can't stand each other, but y'all are so tight with each other that it is so much fun to watch. Yeah. And it's just really cool to see the environment that Heather has been leading throughout this whole process.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, for example, Annie has some major beef with Chris, as he has overworked her all hours. But actually, in reality, Micah, every time I get on stage, my goal is to make David break. And so sometimes we'll make eye contact, whether it's through a fireplace or...
I just glanced and there she is. I was like, oh no. Don't laugh.
I still think one of my, the heart, like the ones that it broke me the most was when the three of us were on the platform and we did the hand thing and like the timing on it. And like,
spot on.
Nobody's listening to this has any idea what I'm talking about, but we all put our hands on our chins and like, it was just the timing on that. And then like, I can't look at either of you when we're up there. Cause there have been a couple times that I'm like looking at you and it's like, nope.
Yeah.
So.
Come see the show and then you'll know what we're
talking
about. Yeah. You got to take it so seriously. You know, like these people are taking it extremely seriously. Oh, cool. Like this is like the most important night of their lives, even though this is like one of the most fun nights of our lives. Yeah. So.
Well, and it's written in the script that these are not bad actors.
Yeah.
Like these are good performers who are just having every single thing just be awful.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you guys have found such a wonderful balance of still like performing as good actors while also messing up within the, like, it's just, there's lots of layers to it, and it's just really fun to see.
I genuinely believe if, like, Max didn't constantly break character, he would be, like, a pretty legitimately good actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
If he could just get his reaction to the audience under control.
He just can't help it. He just loves what he's doing.
Yeah.
He just... little smile.
He's happy to be there.
Yeah, I do remember the very first time I read it, that performance note that is like, you've got to, as an actor, you've got to treat this like you're trying to put on a good play that is just going wrong. I remember that being like, oh, that's good. That's like really important.
Well, and that's why, like, people talk sometimes about comedy being one of the hardest things to do, like harder than really serious drama sometimes. And I think this show really illustrates that idea, because you get to work on this show and you realize there is so much precision that has to go into creating convincing chaos.
Mm-hmm. It's all about timing.
Lord.
And planning and everything. Like, and that's one of the things that made putting the set up so difficult without instructions. So, because we had to figure out, okay, everything, like, these walls have to be, you know, for various reasons, and you'll find out what these reasons are if you come see the show. These walls have to be, like, at precise angles to each other, and these things have to be fitted exactly the right way, and we've all got to be watching for all these cues to make sure these things happen to make it look like you are not expecting to fall off of this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, it's, yeah, there's so much planning and detail work that goes into it. It requires everybody on both sides of the set to be just paying attention to everything.
Right.
Yeah. And from an actor's standpoint, it's difficult because we're playing two characters simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we're playing the actor who is playing our character.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we have to give those parallels, and we have to be able to portray both characters at the same time, to the point where the audience understands that this person is an actor within a company, and this is the character that they have been assigned to play.
Yeah.
And that those are two separate things.
Well, and we see that with your character and another character are fighting over roles at a point. So there'll be times when you and Helen are giving the same lines, but having to give them completely different readings because it's being delivered by two completely different actors with completely different motivations. And
well, and like with that, it's not even like Micah plays Annie, and Annie's not an actress.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the stage manager.
Yeah.
And Annie is written as a very poor stage manager because every other stage manager I've worked with before, I'm like, they would never let this happen. But Micah has this wonderful little journey that I got to see tonight of whenever she starts to get over her stage fright. There's a particular line that you said tonight. I was like, oh, there it is. She loves this, and she's not going to ever be behind the scenes ever again. She's an actress now. And there's a character, Trevor, who Holly plays, and Trevor's just, oh my gosh, every time that Trevor's screamed at by David, I just, like, want to pull myself laughing.
I was so glad that Heather asked her to bring the accent back, because I was like, because we actually talked about that, and I was like, oh, I missed the accent, and then she said, I was like, yes!
Yeah. It's one thing I always look forward to seeing, is, like, whenever I'm sitting there on, that's one thing that will break me, is if I turn my head at just the right time after I hear Trevor and I just see the look on your face. Dude, it is the funniest thing.
I want that as my
ringtone. Like,
honestly, if any change that I want to happen to the script, it's just more Trevors.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Scattered throughout the entire.
Yellow Trevors some more.
Well, and one of the funniest things from my point of view, because I've been just watching, because I've got to know where I need to be, is just watching these characters get built. Mm-hmm. Because you see them build the actors, and then you see those actors build those characters. And some of them went a completely different route than I thought they would from the first reading we did.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay. And it's been very interesting watching it unfold and watching each actor we have developing these characters. And it's hysterical. I don't think I've left a single night without dying a little.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
I still remember me and Dylan, when we were in high school, we took a trip to New York and one of the shows we saw was the play that goes
wrong.
Oh,
right on, yeah.
And I remember we were laughing so hard, Dylan squeezed my thigh as hard as he could.
He was sitting right next to me, and I skipped crying of laughter straight to, I can't breathe. I had seen a bunch of Broadway shows before then, and that might have been the greatest one I had ever seen, and mm-hmm. It was a dream show for sure, and
yeah,
Robert was a dream
yeah.
part to play,
yeah.
So it was really, really neat.
Same here.
My parents saw this in London.
Oh, geez.
And they're driving down from Kansas City to see this show because my dad loves this show.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's exciting to like be able to tell people about, because this is a very well-known piece.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's something that like me as a choreographer, I'm like delighted to tell people to come see this show with how hard everybody's been working. And it's, man, I'm so excited for people to see
yeah.
the work that y'all have done.
Yeah. Well, this one's fun because it's one, like, because I've got a bunch of people I work with who are just, they're just not theater people. They're not going to ever go see a show.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, I tell them about it, and they're like, I might actually go to that.
Yeah.
This is a great way to, like, hook people on
yeah.
theater. Be like,
yeah, yeah.
oh, you like this?
Yeah.
Come do more. So.
My dad's not a theater person, but he's like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I was telling one of my best friends the other day, who I've known since, like, middle school, and he was, you know, I was telling him, and he was like, dang. That actually sounds pretty fun. I might have to come see that. And I was like, yeah, you will.
You tell all of you who are sitting on the fence thinking, that sounds funny, I might come see my first theater show. I'm going to tell you now that you will regret it if you don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a guy that I work with, Sam,
mm-hmm.
who, like, his parents, his parents live in Tennessee, and the local theater there is about to do it. And so he actually bought his parents tickets to go see the one there, and he's going to come see the one here so that they can talk about it.
Oh,
that's
that's how excited he is about
it. Oh, no, Sam,
so.
Like, I've seen Sam at a couple of other networking functions and things like that, and he sought me out to come out, and he's like, I cannot wait to come see this show, and yeah,
and he was really excited about the promo as well.
So, good.
That's good.
Yeah,
so, awesome. Yeah, very good.
I would say, like, a goal with the show definitely is I want people to come and watch it and be like, man, theater could be so funny. Like, I want to
yeah.
go see more plays, or I want to even, like, give it a shot trying to act and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially within Lubbock, because right
yeah.
now the arts
Absolutely.
Community in Lubbock is growing so much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
yeah.
this is a really great moment and, like, point in time that could just speed that process along, because it's already been, you know, happening more in the past couple months.
It's getting bigger faster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Very much so.
And funner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the coolest things about this show is I've done fight choreography before, but this is the longest sword fight I've ever done.
Oh,
this is the longest sword
yeah.
fight I've ever choreographed.
Yeah, and
so
this is, like, one of the most fun fights I've ever done in my life, too. So, like, I'm like, just the physical comedy in this
mm-hmm.
show is, if you guys love slapstick, like,
yeah.
this is the show to see.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
people who, like, love, like, old school, like, Three Stooges and
yeah.
whatnot, like, this is totally up your alley.
Yeah.
Like, this is just such a fun show in every single aspect, and just about everything that can go wrong does go wrong.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
smart humor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Like,
plays to the top of its intelligence.
Like, it's not just, like, a bunch of poop jokes. Like, I mean, like...
I swear!
I mean, yeah. it's
not to downplay poop jokes.
You get a good one in every
but sparingly.
But it's brilliant. And I want to gas up Dylan and Kelton a little bit. Like, these guys have worked so hard on their sword fight, and it has been so much fun to see from, like, where we started to where they're at right now, and then, like, where we're gonna be at by opening night on Friday, because we're gonna work our butts off on Saturday. I had a director in Kansas City who would always remind us, the show doesn't open tomorrow, until we opened the next day. And obviously it was like, okay. But by then, it was like one of those things where it's, I think that the show has been a wonderful exercise in trusting the process. I'm a big proponent of the sleep on it method. And I've seen it in, like, all y'all who do the physical comedy, which is everybody, of, like, there'll be something that you're working on that like feels kind of funky, or you're like, no, I don't know if it's gonna work. And then the next day you come back and you do it, and I'm like, that was already way better. And it's just really cool to see how far we've come from auditions to where we're at right now, a few days away from tech.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just cool. Yeah. Good process time.
And I will
good group of people too.
Good, definitely, yes.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
I will say one of the best parts of this show, or being in the show, is that I get to act with Dylan for the first time in like 6 years since high school.
Aww.
And like we get to do a sword fight together.
I've acted with him a couple times. It's
and not hurt each other.
And
yeah,
not actually hurt each other. We've
yeah.
known each other since elementary. We've known each other since elementary, but we didn't become like actually friends until high school, and we did theater together. And just about every show we did, there was some kind of fight or choreography that we did where I accidentally beat you up to some extent.
This
whether I gave you a bloody nose or like a bruise or something, I always hurt you in some way. And now I actually get to hurt you, but safely.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Abby.
Well, and like that's like my whole goal as a fight choreographer, just with like everything, is like finding sustainability in what we do with the violence.
Yeah.
To where, I mean, like, Summer said it today. She called me out because I was laughing hysterically at stuff I choreographed. but I was just, I kind of forgot some of it. And I was like, oh, that was funny. And y'all are at the point where, like, if I'm forgetting that I, like, made that and you're, like, diving into it so much that it's like, oh, this is them taking on the physicality of it. Because y'all move differently than I do. Like, I mean, Kelton and Dylan are like 5 feet taller than I am. So it's like, I don't,
what are you talking about?
I don't fight the same way that they do. And like working on the platform with all of y'all, like I would test it out and then be like, well, they've got a few inches on me, so this is going to be a little bit different for them, but it works for me, so hopefully it works for them. So yeah, no, I forgot what I did. So watching it's really fun. So good job.
Yeah, it's good to do a show with you again, though.
Oh,
so,
definitely.
And with all of you as well.
Of course, yes.
New ones.
We just got to acknowledge the bromance, though.
The bromance.
Yeah, the bromance.
There's a lot of really good talent in the show.
Oh, definitely.
There was a lot of good talent who came out. Like,
yeah.
Like, I wasn't kidding. Like, that was one of the hardest auditions I've ever done.
No.
I was really intimidated.
It was one
in.
Of the
terrifying.
Hardest shows to cast.
Yeah,
I believe it. Yeah.
It was a lot. Of debate, because the show could have been cast like three different ways.
Yeah, that's what Heather was saying, that like she could have assembled like five casts and each one of them would have been great.
Yeah,
so it was
mm-hmm.
yeah, I remember her saying, like, okay, I'll get this cast notice by this time, and I was like, don't put that limit on yourself, you're gonna have to fight
oh,
so
no.
hard about this.
Yeah,
it's
we were debating, we spent I think like 3 hours after that second day of auditions in the theater talking. And then we were texting back and forth.
I remember it was like noon or 1 o'clock the day the announcement was supposed to happen, and she's still like, I don't know, I could do what about this thing? I could, and it was just like,
I remember
just,
after the callbacks, Jed and I went home and we drank.
That's not a joke.
That is, I got pictures.
Wow.
Yeah,
we went home and we took shots.
Because I was like, you know what? I need to relieve some of this tension because that was a lot.
Yeah.
From your LCT Chicago shot glasses, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, yes. Yeah. Not a joke. Like 9 times out of 10, when we drink,
we
drink out of those.
Some,
yeah.
If you want some.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have this.
Grab your snap. Subtle plug.
Yeah, we've got other LCT merch. We've got our new Stage Academy shirts. We've got our fun LCT mugs with the building on them.
Ooh,
and there's a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And a couple of other items that we're still thinking of printing up. So
cool.
But yeah, those auditions were terrifying.
Oh,
I
yeah.
remember sitting in that chair and looking at everyone and just starting to shake. And I was like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
not again.
I felt sick to my stomach.
Yeah, me too.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
it was
like,
also so fun to watch everyone
oh,
do
yeah.
so well.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
be like, oh my gosh. Like, that. It's so fun to be here and to like witness.
I remember
the
seeing Ricky and Derek. When they went up for their audition, I was like, oh my God. I was like, wow, I got to go against that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, here we go. But
there's also a certain amount of when you see everybody doing good like that. Well, one, there's the bond that everybody had because we were all having fun together. But then there's also a little bit of a sense of, it was like, okay, at least I know if I don't get cast, I know that it's yeah. someone else who was good. It's not, you
yeah,
know.
Right.
It's,
yeah. absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, here's a little secret. At least from if you ever have Abby Wolf behind a table, I'm looking for the egos. So, like, any person that would have been like, I'm not going to laugh or clap for them because, like, I'm funnier than them, or I immediately am like, nope.
Yeah.
Because like that energy just does not serve the process at all. And
yeah.
like, thankfully it wasn't there anywhere for these auditions, which is honestly a rarity. With how many,
for so many people that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
there were so many, but like just the positivity. And I think that's just something about Lubbock that's just special. You don't
yeah.
have this everywhere where like it's a very supportive community. And yeah, but it's important walking into any auditions, even if you don't know anybody, like
mm-hmm.
you get what you give out. So
yes.
if you're giving out the positive vibes to people, even if you aren't cast in that one, or if something doesn't go your way, like there's more shows.
Yeah.
Well, and I think I feel like if you're really trying to, like, if theater is your thing and you're auditioning the way that you should be auditioning, then just statistically you're not gonna get more roles than you do get.
Oh Lord.
Like, I mean, that's just, you know.
So my husband's a voice actor and his full-time job is auditioning, and
right.
unfortunately you don't get paid to audition. We're one of the right. industries that we don't get paid for the majority of the work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those that weeds people out.
Yeah.
It does.
And like, obviously we're in a community theater setting, when we have like a
right.
wide range of people who like do things professionally or who do it just for fun. But like, regardless of whatever your affinity is with theater, like, just know that there's always going to be more opportunities.
Yeah,
this is
important.
this is a art form that's thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what strikes happen or other things, like, we as human beings want to tell stories, and we want to, and we do that orally, and like, but when we do it in groups of people, and there's always going to be some way to share this art form
yeah.
as a community.
Mm-hmm. One thing I always encourage when I'm teaching to my students is I'm like, go audition, go work with other
mm-hmm.
directors. I'm not your only source of
yeah.
whether or not you need
yeah.
to be in this, like, I want you to experience plenty of opportunities in the community.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go audition.
Get
just
away
see
from
where
me.
You can.
Like, I think Micah and a couple of other you were talking about earlier about the current boom in the Lubbock arts community. It's like,
yeah.
this is a good time to take that advice, because there are so many more opportunities now, and we're only working on creating more.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, like,
it's so important to look at everybody around you and see, what can I learn from that person?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter if they have a big part, if they have a small part, if they're doing something backstage, on stage. Like, what can I learn from this person? What do they bring to the table that I can apply to myself, into my craft, into my audition process, into whenever I put this on a resume, like putting myself out there.
Yeah.
You know, that's really important to do that. And I think that, like, again, kind of what you were saying earlier, Abby, is that, like, this is a special community
mm-hmm.
that I think really highly encourages that. And, you know, especially whenever you take that out into, like, a professional world, if that's something people are interested in doing, that's so important to take with them. And it just anywhere in general in life, honestly, just learn from other people and love other people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
yeah.
Like, for example, tonight, actually, the first time I noticed it, one of the crew members, and like Jed said earlier, the crew members are seen by the audience like a few times throughout the show, but one of the crew members came out and she was putting on like medical gloves.
Yeah.
I think
that was hysterical, that was great.
But I'm laying on the floor and I'm looking up at her, and she's supposed to be like giving me medical attention, but kind of off behind, you know, behind
yeah.
the scenes. And I noticed that her actions were so controlled. Like, she had very specific hand movements, and we ran through it twice, and she did the exact same
yes.
thing both times. But then the second time was even more controlled than the first time. And I was like, that's so impressive. I really need to work on controlling my movements.
Yeah. Well,
because
and
I could put other actors at risk whenever I'm doing
yeah.
body choreo, or I could, you know, whatever, mess up someone else's blocking, or what I need to practice. Like, she did that, and it inspired me to get better on controlling my movement specifically. Yeah. So I think you're totally right in that, Dylan.
It's fun seeing Kaylee has some really good bits in this show because she... her movements were so controlled, but then also, like, comedically controlled through the window, because that window just makes some wonderful pictures. And y'all will see that whenever you come see the show. But Kaylee also has this, like, ninja, like, roll. And I, like, asked her, I was like, can you, like, just, like, be a quote-unquote ninja because you're trying not to be seen? And it was just like, I think like you saw her, like, and the face that you made, I was like, oh no, it's another Trevor moment. She has no name, so
if
she
only
can't
I knew
up.
Your name, I would yell at you right now.
And like when it's Emily that comes out and like helps with like getting all the furniture out when you're like scrambling, like it's just, man, this show's so good.
It's always those little moments in shows that you pick up on that you're like that end up becoming your favorite.
Those are the ones that people remember.
Well, and even tonight, that's what we were doing something, and it was new. And because we got to play on the set, it just, something new happened.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Absolutely.
Ooh, we got a... Yes, you got to at least come say hi. We got a special guest.
Come on.
A special guest.
Yes.
And joining
hello,
the
all.
Can you tell us who you are and what your role is in the show?
I'm Helen Jennings. I'm playing Sandra and Florence. Same person.
Fight with Micah a lot.
Yes, I fight with Micah a lot.
She's super funny.
It's tons of fun.
It is. We do big collaboration, big fun.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Lots of laying on the floor together.
Yes.
we put our heads in our hands and like kick our legs like a little
sleepover.
We do,
backstage while we hang out. And we're like, what's next? I don't know, but we're gonna knock each other out, probably.
Is this where I choke you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you two make a special good use of that wind. You're talking about that window making that window is so great because it just shows you a little bit backstage, and so the actors can come into that window and do a little bit and then go back off stage, and then that's when it gets really funny, because now the actors plant a seed in your head of what's happening backstage that you're not seeing, and you two with your fighting use that so much.
Well, and that's a trick I stole from my Fight Directors Canada training this summer, that like auditory stuff, like that's way more interesting. Whatever the audience is coming up with in their head is way more interesting than anything I could put on stage. I don't know what the hell y'all are doing back there, but I was are they okay?
And I'm stuck back there in the hallway at that point, and I just get to watch it all from like right there.
Trying to mess with your chaise lounge and you're just over there on the floor slapping each other around.
We're running after each other. That was a fun bit that we came up with together.
That was
I saw
funny.
That, and that
you
was
guys
funny.
Are chasing each other.
Yeah,
I
really
did
fun.
Not know that was coming.
And
I was
that
like,
really
that's funny.
and that's another thing that we talked before. That's straight out of vaudeville, where one of you is chasing each other, and then it comes back, and we're going the other way. And the other way. Like,
oh, I'm glad it worked because
kind
of
randomly did it today.
The clock is my other favorite set piece.
Oh, I love
that. It's just. There's so many things that people need to come see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
when
you
come
see the show, when?
Yeah, when?
Pay attention to the clock.
And buy your tickets early, because I think this show's going to sell out.
We've already sold like 150
We're selling on average 20 or 30 a day.
Jeez.
So this is a good point. Every episode, almost, we say this to you, Lubbock. Lubbock, you have a reputation for waiting to the last minute, and I feel like slowly but surely maybe you're learning your lesson here. there's a reputation in Lubbock for waiting to the last minute and trying to get your tickets at the window, and there are becoming times when it is not guaranteed that is going to be an option.
The past few shows have been
with this one, and then probably for Beauty and the Beast.
I don't doubt it.
Didn't Bonnie and Clyde have like 3 sold out shows there last weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Like the whole last weekend.
I was one of the bad Lubbock people that wanted to get tickets the last weekend. And then I looked on the website and they were all sold out. And I was so mad.
Yep. If it makes you feel better, same.
don't do that.
Sure
take it from us.
Chicago was sold out. It was, there was.
But The amount of tickets already sold is a good indicator that this one's going to be...
It truly is going to be a good one. Like, there are things I'm even not prepared for, even though I know they're coming. Like, I am prepared for them, but in the moment, it's still like, what is happening? Gasp!
Yeah.
Well, you would think after, like, working on the show for a few weeks that we'd be like, oh, it's not as funny anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's getting funnier.
Yeah, it's funnier.
The more comfortable you get, the more free you are to make up new things that are...
I actually catch myself watching y'all two in the window just like, this is hilarious.
There are moments like where we're sitting backstage and you want to watch.
Yeah.
So like, we try to find like the little holes in the wall. Like, watch, like,
it's like
how
you said,
see.
The sounds really sell it. And like when you're backstage and there are these wild sounds of people yelling and falling and needing help and we can't see them from backstage.
Yeah.
And you're like, your imagination is running wild.
Yeah.
I still love, it'll be a beat and then, Trevor! It makes me laugh every single time.
I think the thing that makes me laugh that is the hardest for me to keep it together is when Dylan says, if you'll excuse me for the last time.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Like, that one, I can't, like, every time I'm like,
with it.
Yeah.
Well, again, it goes into like, you have to take it so seriously. Like, these people are taking it so seriously. And that was actually, I think, my favorite moment when we saw it in New York.
Yeah.
Me and you went, Kelton. And it was that, and it was a good God, I needed that.
That actor playing Robert was so into it, like, the water was like a waterfall out of his mouth. He wasn't even spitting it out, it was literally a waterfall.
Good, man.
And he was like choking, like.
Well, that's part of your character, like Robert. Like in the script, it says Robert is there and he is trying his hardest. Like
he is there
for it all. Whereas
like Robert has his MFA and he's like,
I'm stuck here doing this.
Yeah.
Like he's experienced. He knows what he's doing and he knows that this isn't what's supposed to be happening.
He was like, I almost got a Broadway tour and I'm here.
Right.
He is a serious actor, capital S, capital A.
Yeah, exactly. He's very, I always kind of think of him as like, he thinks that he's slightly better than he actually is.
So he
plays up everything like times 10 and he's like super, like, over dramatic.
Like your last little bit in the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my word.
I think it's like that last little bit of like, I'm trying to save the show. I swear to God, if I'm gonna get one good thing out of this, it's gonna be this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course you've got Chris, who's like,
He's just
not the director you want to work with. And then you've got,
I hate Chris.
I think Chris may also think he's a little better than he is.
Oh, absolutely. But like Chris wears it like on his sleeve, proudly.
We got this nice big set.
Yeah.
Like, got to do it in my first production.
And of course you gotta love like how Sandra is just the diva of
what you were saying about Robert is kind of like I'm stuck here doing this and like thinks he's a little better than maybe he is. That's how I think of Sandra too, like definitely thinks she's better than she is, like way far beyond where she thinks she is. But more like unexperienced, I'm like just coming in with my.
She did theater in high school.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with high school actors.
No, but
Sandra definitely got all the leads in high school.
I've always been given the leads, and I must be fantastic.
Yeah, like Sandra got all the leads. Sandra went to a small school,
so she was
and did not realize when she got onto the world that it was not going to be the same talent thrown at her feet the way it was in this small talent pool that she was at before.
Yeah. And then I think Max has never acted before in his life.
What's so fun about Max, though, is that you're so innocent and you're so naive.
He's such a good boy,
and we love you. And they're clapping for me. Yeah,
exactly.
That Max's like uncle or grandfather or something paid for the whole set.
That's the joke. Like his dad is like running the theater that they get to perform in, yeah. And he goes, if you want to do it here, you got to put Max. And then Max is just in the corner, we're like,
yeah, I'm Max. Hi, great, yeah. Guys. Yeah.
One of my favorite things that I do in the show is just my first entrance. I just come on smiling. Completely nodding.
You've never seen an audience before.
Yeah, Max. You're like, wow.
It's like, oh, there's people. They're here for me. Wow. My favorite Kelton moment in the show is when he's spinning his little sword. And
that's a good draw one. Your sword.
When he gets on top of the Chase Lounge.
Oh my gosh.
Swipe.
You got a good patty.
We broke that chase in a fight.
Yeah, we did break it.
First time we did it, we broke it. Yeah, you broke it.
This theater has a reputation for breaking couches.
So. And Kelton has a reputation for breaking.
And I have a reputation for breaking Kelton.
Yeah.
And I honestly, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Now you can
see
training.
Any of those things happening during the show. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be a... Who knows what's going to happen?
Yep.
Yeah. We broke the Chase Lounge.
Don't break my chase. Because y'all can lay a little claim to it, but that's my chase.
That's my chase.
You don't touch Dennis's chase.
Leave the cheese alone.
What do you think about Dennis and his character?
Yeah.
I think that he's the only one who knows how good he is because he's not good and he knows. He's the only person in the room who realizes I'm at this level, and that's
him
where
and
I'm
Trevor.
At. Like, yeah,
yeah.
That's
right. Yeah.
Trevor's like, I know what I'm getting paid for, and that's all I'm gonna do.
Yeah. I know my place. That's hysterical. Yeah. Dennis knows exactly how to.
I do think you got your Chase Lounge at a garage sale, and you're really proud of it. You're like, I got this for $5. Can you believe?
I like to think that Chris found Annie at a grocery store organizing the red onions from the wall.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. He was like, she's perfect. And then
she's
like,
the one.
I can't talk to people. I don't know what she wants.
And he said, come with me. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll pay you an experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
This
is
interesting. Maybe I'll try it once.
Yeah. I do have a question for y'all. Who do you think annoys Chris the most, like, out of all the characters?
Trevor! Because I think Trevor's supposed to be professional.
Yeah.
But because she's not getting paid very well, just doing whatever, and he's just like,
Trevor
you know better than this!
Trevor was praying for the you sit strike to hit. She was like, come on, strike, baby!
I see
that. Yeah, I feel like it's like Trevor, Dennis, and Max annoy him. Or actually, no, Robert annoys him a lot.
I feel like Robert or Trevor.
Yeah,
but I also feel like Robert is, again, like he's the only one who kind of seems to know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But again, he's better than...
He's a threat.
He thinks that he's better than
I think he's a threat.
He's a threat. But like, he's also the only actor that Chris can really work off
of. Why else would Chris... Okay, so there's a conspiracy. I'm just like, okay, all right. I get it. The Drama Society has like few people in it. But I'm like, Chris should have cast himself as like the gardener. So that way he could direct and like
see
what's going on. I'm like, why wasn't Robert cast as Chris, as the inspector or whatever?
Yeah.
And
for my
like,
directorial debut.
Well, funny enough, in The Play That Goes Wrong, they have a TV show and they do like spinoffs called Christmas Carol Goes Wrong. In The Christmas Carol Goes Wrong, Robert and Chris fight for Scrooge. And he's trying the entire time. Robert's trying to sabotage like Chris the entire show to the point where he drops a coffin that was meant for Chris on Tiny Tim.
Oh my god!
Robert.
I mean, can we go anywhere else with this podcast after Tiny Tim is?
It was always meant to lead to this moment.
That's what I've been waiting for. I think in our progression of like how wrong it's going, the clock is already. But I feel like one of the actors has to die, or be severely injured. Like I feel like someone needs to come out in a full body cast.
There's
like,
an ambulance right outside.
Yes,
the door
that's what I imagine happens. After the script is over. Yeah. That's what I imagine. It's like someone gets...
Somebody gets sued.
I always imagine Robert's car is parked in the ambulance lane. They can't get him.
I'm that guy. Robert is that guy.
Well, yeah, you know this is a theater that does not have any kind of health insurance.
Absolutely. No, there's cops. None.
No, there has to be a lawsuit at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Again, getting paid in experience, right,
Chris?
Yeah. Of course. Wait, we're getting paid?
We'll talk about that later.
All right. Well, I think that is a good place for us to. I was going to come up with some metaphor to say stop, but I couldn't come up with anything like that. I've been real tired for a long time. So, come see Play That Goes Wrong opens on September 1st, which if you are listening to this as it comes out, that's about a week away. So that's time to get your tickets, but trends are saying it's best for you to act now. So get your tickets now at lubbockcommunitytheater.org. The show runs from September 1st and to the following weekend on September 10th. And get your tickets now because they may not be available after that. So thank you to everybody who was here giving me your time to have this conversation and who has been just working on this show. I feel like this is a really strong way to open this season. I feel really good about this season, and like this show opening it sets a really good precedent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get tickets now. And tickets for other shows in the season are on sale on the website, too. So get those while you're at it, because we already got indications Beauty and the Beast is probably going to go the same way, and hopefully other shows, too. So get tickets or get a season ticket pass package. As well. All kinds of options. Just go to the website. My God.
Come see the show.
Please. Yes. Please. You won't regret it.
Commit. Commit to it.
You will regret missing this show. Because everyone else will be talking about it. Like, you regret missing Bonnie and Clyde.
I do. I'm so sad about it. But
I won't agree with her. I'll agree with that one.
No.
Don't be like Micah.
Yikes.
Nobody's like her.
Just remember to breathe, because you'll be laughing so hard.
That's true. Yeah.
Don't grab your best friend's thigh in the middle of the show.
Be really
or much less squeeze it.
We will be selling beverages. Be real careful about when you are taking a drink.
Yeah. Don't take a drink during an act. Just chug it during intermission.
Good
call.
Act two.
We don't want to be dropping the floor constantly.
Yeah, no.
Insane.
So, lubbockcommunitytheater.org. Those tickets are on sale now. Get them before they are gone. Show opens September 1st. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for everyone for listening. On behalf of myself, my co-host, and my guests, this has been Five Tough Places.
Thank you, Five.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week. And as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.